Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Out House News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Jim and Courtney's big day at the Western States 100, a new world record at 100 kilometers, and we look at Strava's new ad strategy. It was a big weekend in California for the 45th running of the Western States 100. The stacked fields on both the men's and women's sides duked it out on the ninth hottest day ever. Despite that, the field as a whole did exceptionally well, with an 81% finish rate and 123 sub-24-hour silver buckles earned. This was by far the best the field has done on a hot day. In the men's field, after a rather pedestrian start, it was all Jim Walmsley. Jim knew he could have this kind of day out there and executed an amazing race to make it happen. After the race, he commented to me that his Phoenician roots really helped him on a day like that, and I'd have to agree. Jim put down some surges going into dusty corners and past Forest Hill, which took him well under course record pace by as much as 28 minutes at one point. He reportedly had a standoff with a bear in the final miles of the race as well. Despite that, he emerged victorious and slayed the course record with a 14-hour, 30-minute victory. Stoked to see Jim finally bring home that cougar. Running in second most of the day and ultimately finishing up second was Francois Den, who managed the best he could on a course that you could argue doesn't fully suit his strengths. Coming in third for the second straight year was rock-solid Mark Hammond, who just executed a stellar race once again. On the ladies' side, early leader Lucy Bartholomew was at one point under record pace before slowing down in the mid-race canyons. It was there she was passed by eventual race winner Courtney Dowalter, who showed once again how she is the most dominant force in women's ultrarunning right now. From mountains to the track, 200-plus mile races to 50-milers, and now Western States. What can't Courtney do? Staying strong in second was Caitlin Gerben, the Pacific Northwest hero, who was just over an hour back. Hanging on strong despite the mid-race struggle was Lucy, who finished in 1859. A couple other mentions we have to make include Scotty Mills getting his 19th Western States finish in 27 hours, 47 minutes, Nicholas Bassett holding down the oldest spot, finishing in 29 hours, 9 minutes ever, and to our youngest finisher at age 20, finished in 28 hours, 25 minutes. And last but not least, congrats to my home state of Arizona's crew, Charlie Ware in 8th place, Cody Reed, Eric Sensman, Tim Frericks, Tim Hackett, Van Patterson, John Christ, Chris Lee, Matt Simmons, Zach Bitter, Nicole Haligaropoulos, all finishing. Special shout out to Paul Benet, whose back gave out and timed out at mile 90. He got a special ride out on a horse, which I don't think many other runners can say this year. I was fortunate enough to be out there filming this weekend along with Skylar Hall. Although we didn't get a chance to film a challenge together, look out for some footage soon. Thanks to everyone who came out to say hi this weekend. Now, we have a report from Maya Ray Ray.
Thanks, Jam Jam. Maya Ray Ray here. Everyone recover from the weekend? Man, I am beat. States was epic. It was squirrely, nut buttery hot outside. Good lord balls, it was hot. I now see why canyons make cowboys. Jam, amazing work. So proud of you. Standing ovation. Just leave that pick up for a sec. Wow, amazing. When I heard the bears finally let Jim pass on the trail.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Just a side note, I'll be in Flag next week if you want that shakeout. You just gotta keep up. Have your peeps call my peeps. Courtney, wow. Speechless. I am speechless. My girl Caitlin Gerben, representing the Northwest, crushed it. I've been telling you guys about her for a year. She's my favorite. If you all didn't see my picks for states last week, here they are. Man, I'm good. That's all I got. Congrats to everyone. Lord Balls, tip of the cap again. Amazing work. Love you all. Peace out. Arizona or bust. Don't fade me away. Don't fade me away.
Although not publicized like it was last year, there was again drug testing at this year's Western States 100. We aren't exactly sure of who was tested, but we believe at least some of the top runners were this year. We just want to say thank you to Western States for continuing to fight to keep our sport clean. We wanted to give a special shout out to some of those helping to provide race day coverage for Western States. If you've ever been out on the course, I'm sure you know how frustrating the cell coverage is on course. Yeah, not getting signal at Michigan Bluff, or almost anywhere past Cal Street. If you enjoyed some of the race day coverage from our friends at I Run Far, please check them out on Patreon. A bit of a controversy broke out this past week as Jason Romero, a legally blind ultra runner, took to his blog in a planned protest run scheduled along the Western States 100 to take place coinciding with this year's race to raise awareness for his dream to run Western States with a guide. Romero applied for special consideration, asking for a spot in this year's Western States. In his request, he asked to be able to have a guide runner for all 100 miles, something very typical for blind athletes. Race management replied that due to permit restrictions, he likely would not be allowed a guide through the wilderness area, which would have taken up a spot out of the 369 permitted participants. Some of the conversation between Romero and race director Craig Thornley was taken out of context when speaking with each other, and Romero planned to run anyways in protest. Thankfully, further conversations between Craig and Jason cooled things down. Craig looked to find a solution for Jason if he does indeed gain entry to the event via the lottery in the future. Another Ultra Trail World Tour event took place at the Lavaredo Ultra Trail in Italy. Both fields were quite stacked, featuring athletes from many countries, despite Western States happening the same day. For the men, Hayden Hawks swooped to victory ahead of Pau Capel in 12 hours 16 minutes, with Tim Tollefson nabbing another third in 12:44. For the ladies, Kelly Wolf took another big international win in 14:37 ahead of Hong Kong 100K winner Miao Yao, and Switzerland's Catherine Gotz in third. Just a week after Don Ritchie's passing, his long-standing 100K world record of 6:10:20 was broken by Nao Kazami at the Lake Saroma 100K in Japan. Kazami ran a staggering 6 hours 9 minutes 14 seconds for the win. I do have to note that it is only recognized as a world best, not world record, due to the course. We're happy to report, thanks to big rains last weekend, the San Juan National Forest is again open, which previously closed a portion of the Hard Rock 100 course. Hard Rock also just announced they indeed will hold the 2018 Hard Rock 100 as scheduled. Also happening in the San Juans was the San Juan Solstice 50 Mile held in nearby Lake City. It did indeed take place this past weekend. Kerry Bruxvoort won in 10 hours 30 minutes, with Chris Price taking the men's victory in 8:33. Another stout 50-plus mile race took place over the weekend over on the Beast Coast. This one is arguably one of the toughest in the country, possibly tied with the Cruel Jewel, and features 54 miles with 15,000 feet of climb across the rugged Catskill Mountains in New York. Keir Davis won in 13:49 for the ladies, while men's winner Andy Vermeila went for the course record in 10:47. I noticed something new this week on Strava as I switched to my new Suunto Spartan Ultra watch. Each run is now accompanied by the tagline, Jamil Curry worked out with the Suunto Spartan Ultra, along with a different map created by Openbox, and a link for my followers to learn more about the Suunto Spartan Ultra watch with a flashing hyperlink bar. I'm assuming Suunto is paying for this privilege to advertise on my runs. Not sure how I feel about this being pushed on people and showing up on every single run. I'd instead welcome an option on select runs to feature what gear I'm using, maybe even with an affiliate link. What's your thoughts, Outhouse Nation? Do you like this feature or nah? Canadian Dave Proctor takes aim on the speed record across Canada. He'll start on the Pacific Coast and head eastbound, aiming for a 66-day finish time. Al Howie famously has the record at 72 days, 10 hours, set back in 1991. His projected pace would have Proctor covering 108 kilometers a day. Proctor currently holds the 24-hour Canadian record at 257 kilometers. This is an odd one. A man will go to jail for 16 weeks after being caught finishing the London Marathon with another man's bib. Stanislaw Skupian was sentenced after grabbing legitimate competitor Jake Halliday's bib, which was still pinned to the man's shirt and dropped just 300 meters shy of the finish line. I guess he was hot and decided to strip a layer, forgetting his nimber was pinned there. Stanislaw saw the bib, grabbed it, and went in for a finish, even receiving a finisher's medal, which he later posed with. In fairness, Stanislaw was found with other fake IDs on his person when he was later questioned, and ultimately the sentence was not just for the marathon incident. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. As a special for episode 100 of the show, we're going to be doing an exclusive giveaway for new Mountain Outpost gear like shirts, hats, stickers, and mugs, just for our Patreon supporters. If you join now, you'll be entered to win. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 99 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. Happy Shitty Week.